Hey, happy Monday to you all, and welcome to the Awesome-O YouTube channel. I am Jason Roslin, your host of this short-form video, which is the course and player preview for the PGA Championship. Just a little bit more excitement here in my voice when it is a major. This is the 104th playing of the PGA Championship. A couple of years where we had some world wars, which we missed it. And this event actually used to be the match play championship, but we've switched off of that. It's a normal 72-hole stroke play event where the biggest and brightest stars have come out to play. 97 of the world's top 100 are here. We'll go over the players in just a little bit. Before we do, want to make sure you guys are liking and subscribing, especially on weeks like this, to our YouTube channels, both the Odd Shopper channel and this one, as we have content coming out all of the time, especially catered exactly to what you need to be profitable this week for your PGA Championships. And now let's dive into the course and player preview. That's what we are doing here, as we're going to go over the course a little bit, some of the players, and my first clicks for the week, as we have information on everything already. We absolutely love that. So let's first start off with the golf course here for the playing of the 104th PGA Championship. It's at Southern Hills Country Club. First time we're back here since 2007, where Tiger Woods won at -8. It is a par 70, measuring 7,500 yards. Back then, it was only a par 70, measuring right around 6,900 yards. So since that time, in 2007, they've added about 500 yards. They've done a lot of work to fairways, added bunkers and the like. So with that, I expect it to still play very difficult this week, as we learn about the hardest and easiest holes. Now, this is a little bit of a guess because, like I said, we've changed a lot of things in the golf course since 2007. So if you'd like my full predictions on how I believe scoring will go this week, check out my free first cut article on awesomeo.com, live already now. And what you can find there is, I believe, the par 416 is going to be the toughest hole on the course. It is a conversion from a par 5, which the members play. It's played as a par 4 here this week. It's measuring over 520 yards. So think Pebble Beach. When Pebble Beach hosts the U.S. Open, they switch that second hole to a par 4 and ends up going from one of the hardest holes, I'm sorry, one of the easiest holes on the course to one of the hardest when they switch that number of par from a 5 to a 4. So we're going to get something similar here this week. Also, the par 4 second hole, that's going to measure right at 500 yards. Those will be the two toughest this week. A couple of other holes as well, par 4s, that measure over 475 yards. I'm sure those will also play difficult. Now, on the easy side, we're going to get the par 4s that are under 400, which we do have a couple of them here. We've got three, the par 4 4th, the par 4 10th, and the par 4 17th. Also, the par 4 9th, all measuring under 400 yards. The two par 5s, typically those are where the golfers can score and take a little bit of a respite, but not at Southern Hills. Both of them measuring over 630 yards. So they will be difficult. You're going to need three good golf shots to get a birdie. Typically on a par 5, you only need two. Well, not here at Southern Hills. All right, now let's learn a little bit about the DFS preview here. As we talk about Phil Mickelson from the PGA Championship last year, I do think it's actually a pretty good correlation or comparison. I know the courses couldn't be further apart from each other. One's an island course and one is a links-style Highlands course. But in terms of winning score, I do expect it to be very similar. Phil came in at -6. I think that we're going to get something similar here this week. So the 105.5 points for Phil Mickelson last year, likely what the winner will come in around this year. The average top 10 score was 77.5. The average top 10 salary, 8,081. But the ownership, very surprised, that came in at 7.69%. So certainly a few surprises, if you will, that came in the top 10 last year here at the Bermuda Championship. Now, we don't have exact measurements and exact data on Southern Hills yet. We should be getting that tomorrow in terms of driving accuracy, green regulation, average green size, grass type. But what I can tell you for grass type is it's likely the exact same thing or something very similar to what we saw at TPC Craig Ranch last week, which was bent greens, Bermuda rough and Zoysia fairways. I think we're going to get something very similar here this week. In terms of our top strokes gain stat, well, here's one thing that I found when researching the majors. And what happens is that ball striking, strokes gained off the tee and strokes gained on the approach, are right in line with typical PGA Tour events, normal PGA Tour events. Maybe a little bit more emphasis on strokes gained off the tee than we get on strokes gained on the approach. But what I also found was golfers that came in the top 10 also improved vastly with their strokes gained around the green versus their putting. So a lot of the strokes gained putting went to strokes gained around the green. And that difference between the two, which is typically about 0.8 of a stroke difference, in majors, it's less than a half a stroke. So strokes gained tee to green is going to be my top strokes gained stat. Although putting, of course, is important. If you look at last year's PGA Championship, Justin Rose was the only golfer in the top 10 to gain more than 4 strokes with his putter on the week. And he basically lost everywhere else and certainly lost tee to green. So just goes to show you, putting doesn't typically get it done in majors. You need everything. Now, on the top approach yardage, again, if you want to go check out my first cut article, I have guesstimated which every single approach shot will come from on every hole. And with that, the top approach yardage this week should be the 200 to 225 yard category. I've counted 5 approach shots, 5 of the 18 that will likely cover that. So close to 30%, the highest of all the yardage categories. All right, now let's move on to the player preview. I already mentioned a little bit how strong this field is. There are 156 players. 10 of the world's top 10 are here to compete. 48 of the top 50, only missing Paul Casey and Harris English. And we have 97 of the top 100 here ranked, only missing Casey English and the aforementioned Phil Mickelson, top ranked player. Obviously, Scottie Scheffler, number one in the world coming into this week. Now, on to my first clicks. We're going to start off with a guy that could have a fantastic shot of completing the career Grand Slam, joining just a few others in the game of golf that have done it before him. It is Jordan Spieth. He's coming in at $43 on Yahoo this week, the sponsor of our video, short form video here, which I'll tell you about a good deal we've got going on with them just after I get through my first clicks. We just talk about Jordan Spieth finishing off $43 on Yahoo, 25-1 on the odds is what I got him here last week before he came in second. Now down to 20-1, but use oddshopper.com to get the best odds on all of your golfers this week. Spieth 25-1, you can still get him in a couple of places if you have all of those books available to you. DraftKings price is coming in at $9,600. Second guy I want to start with is Patrick Cantlay. He has yet to take the leap into the major champion category. He has struggled at some events as well, including the Masters, but I think that's more of a course thing than anything else. So for Cantlay, coming in at $9,100 on DraftKings, $45 on Yahoo. And if you were early enough, you could have found him at 28-1. I have those two guys starting my card this week. Obviously, two of my favorite players, but at the same time, both are playing great. And this golf course should set up much better for Patrick Cantlay than Augusta did. Okay, my last click here of my first three is going to be Harold Varner III. A fantastic season continued at the RBC Heritage a couple of weeks ago when he came in a tie for third. And now he comes into a major, which he's starting to perform very well. He came in the top 25 at Augusta. He has come in the top 10 of this event. In fact, he had the last tee time of the PGA Championship a few years ago when it was at Bethpage. So no stranger to big events and big time spots. So Harold Varner coming in at $29 on Yahoo, 90-1 on the odds, and 7,000 on DraftKings. Really good value there on Harold Varner. So that'll do it for my first click. Spieth, Cantlay, and Varner this week. It's going to be a great one. Southern Hills is a great golf course, a par 70, 7,500 yards that'll test every aspect of the golfer. And of course, Tiger Woods will be gracing us with his presence again this week, scheduled to tee it up. That always transcends the game of golf and brings more eyeballs to the table, on top of it being a major. So enjoy this week. Let me tell you, before we get on out of here, the awesome old deal we've got going on with Yahoo. If you have not signed up with them already, they have thrown out their biggest contest of the year, offering $5,000 to first place. So if you haven't signed up, now is the time to do so, because you're going to get to play in that contest. Plus, you're going to get a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. All you got to do, make a deposit, sign up, and enter your first paid contest. If it is going to be Thursday, the championship baller is what it's called. Well, what you need to do is send an email to support@osmo.com with your email, and we will get you all square away with that free month, which that's going to take you through two majors, not just the PGA Championship, but the U.S. Open. Oops, sorry. The U.S. Open that comes up here in just a month. So until then, everybody, of course, make sure you check out our other short form videos that we have coming out this week on both this channel and the Odds Shopper, as well as our live shows, the Tuesday afternoon show, PGA DFS Strategy Show, and the Wednesday night show. Again, stay tuned for the time. We have the NBA conference finals going on, so we're going to have to schedule around those, but it still will be Wednesday afternoon. Ben Raz and I live before lock. So until then, everybody, good luck, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.